Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
How's it going? Thank you for stopping by to check in today. It really means a lot. Coming up in just a couple moments, aspiring cover model Isabel Tomasino. She's a yoga pro. She can get there on the cover with your help. Also a book author and a former coronavirus patient. Talking about her experience with the virus and also touching on all aspects of health. But first, a word from our sponsor. I didn't become a coffee drinker until the last couple of years. Now I am into it big time. It's a jump start to my day. Gets me going. Plus the piece of dark chocolate goes along with it. Today, the Ethiopian blend coming from the I'm Up Coffee Company. The difference between this stuff and what you buy from the store off the shelf is the quality. You'll taste it. You'll know the difference. Just go online. Use the promo code Dave Lewis to get 15% off your first order. The I'm Up Coffee Company. That's imupcoffee.com. Your favorite cup of coffee hasn't been roasted yet. And now, without further ado, here's my good friend, Isabel Tomasino. That's a big-time intro. What do you think of that, Isabel?
Oh, my gosh. You are a big man. I mean, come on, Mr. Big David Lewis. I love it. It's fantastic.
Isabel Tomasino is one of the top yoga instructors to meet in the world. And first of all, how are you feeling these days? Because I know you had a battle with coronavirus.
Oh, man. David, every day I wake up, it's like a blessing. I swear, I get up every day. I'm like, thank God I'm in this beautiful paradise we call California. It was surprising because I took all the measurements, you know, I made sure that I took care of and follow the instructions. I'm good and being part of society and doing the right things. I'm very believe person who I don't believe in theories of conspiracies. Wore my mask, social distance, and I got sick. I got the coronavirus. It hit me really bad. For a week, I was down. My whole family actually got it in the house. But my biggest fear was that my mother would catch it because she's almost 70 and she has lung issues and asthma issues. So we were very careful to not get it. However, I still got it. I was so
what
surprised.
Were your, Izzy, what were your symptoms then that you had to deal with at home, you know, to get over?
Well, the first day that it hit me, it was kind of like I had this dry cough. But because I have allergies, I didn't think much about it. I thought, oh, maybe this is just allergies. But my son had 2 days before a headache and had it all day and a slight temperature. And it didn't last on him more than 24 hours. So we thought it was because of the weather, because he's a golfer. So he's out there in the 100 degree heat playing golf. So I didn't think much about it. But then the following day, I woke up with massive headache. My body aches, fever kicked in, and I knew right away, this is Corona, man. I got hit with COVID. And I followed the instructions of a doctor that I highly admire. And immediately I started treating myself. I didn't wait around. 3 days, I was down. It was an up and down thing. It was really scary. I'm not going to pretend that it was nothing. It was really scary. The fever comes and goes. Just when you feel like you're getting better, it hits you again. And I recovered relatively fast, I believe. And yeah, that's pretty much my experience. It was not nice. I don't wish this on anybody.
I have a friend in Southern California, and he said that the fatigue is what just killed him. Well, actually, killed is a bad word, but that's what wiped him out, is that he was just always tired, could barely stay awake.
Yeah, it's true. The fatigue, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, the fatigue was insane, dude. It was one of those things where I was like, what is going on? I was just tired. I just couldn't get up. I just wanted to be in bed. And funny thing is that a while back, that CNN person caught the virus and he was talking about how he was being so fatigued, but the most important thing is to get up, you know, just keep going. And those words stuck in my head. And I really did a big effort on like, getting up, doing my breathing exercises, doing my meditation, doing the things that I knew was going to help me spiritually, mentally, to stay connected with myself and not just lay there and be nothing, you know? So yeah, the fatigue is insane, Dave.
How important was doing that stuff for you, the meditation and some of the little things? Because people just want to rest and do nothing to get over it.
I believe that's one of my most important parts of my lifestyle, my meditation and my prayer, always connecting to, you know, a higher source, higher power, whatever you like to call it, God. I believe that's one of my biggest strengths that I've had throughout this trial times of, you know, the coronavirus hitting the whole world. Very, very important, David. I think meditation calms the mind, calms my spirit to feel more connected. My nervous system was always nicely calm. There's a beautiful thing that happens when you have this connection with yourself. You know, people may not like meditation being effective because it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to actually have the discipline to sit down and try to quiet down the mind and concentrate on your breath. But prayer is big. You can just light up a candle and cross-legged, wherever you like, or sit down on it anywhere and pray. Ask God to guide you, you know, through love, kindness, and compassion. It's not difficult.
A friend of mine recently turned me on to meditation, and I've lived forever and just kind of, yeah. But there's all kinds of apps you could just download or use mm-hmm. Audible and just put the headphones in while you're going to bed at night and just kind of absorb and calm your mind.
Yes, I think meditation is something that I wish it was more mainstream. It's becoming, of course. All those apps are very, very helpful, especially for people who need guidance. It's fantastic. I'm so happy that you are doing this now as well, because that can transform somebody's life tremendously. I mean, you can calm down anxiety, sleep better. It helps with depression. You know, there's so many wonderful studies that have been done that meditation can help you achieve a better life.
But for some folks, Isabel, you know, it sounds kind of metaphysical and weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, of course, because they think, oh, if I'm doing that, what am I doing? It goes against religious beliefs to many people. But what more beautiful thing to connect with your spirit and your God than through meditation? I mean, literally, that's what you're doing. You're just opening your faculties of the mind to connect with this energy source that it's directly goes from God. There's no other way where it comes from.
Hey, how did the testing part of it go for you? Because, you know, that's such a controversial you know, subject in America. The testing is too much testing, or it takes too long to get it. What about you when you actually thought you had the coronavirus and being tested for it?
Oh man, that was quite something. I'll be very open about this, because I want your listeners to know that our president has not done enough to help our beautiful Americans to get the proper testing. Well, as soon as we knew that I had COVID, I mean, the logic told me that I had COVID. I figured, you know what? We need all get tested, because this is important. And I knew that our governor from California has done his best to get us public testing. However, there's not enough testing. So we went to this place. We were told to, you know, I searched through the website, public testing available. It opened at 8 a.m. And I figured, you know what, we get there at 8, we should be fine. By the time we got there, it was 8:30, they had already closed down. No more testings available. It was like, what? I'm like, I was shocked. 30 minutes, they had ran out of testing. And there were lines and lines of people that could not get tested. So that was very frustrating. So we went home, and luckily I have insurance. So I got, through my doctor, I got immediately, within 24 hours, I got a test. And I got the results back within 24 hours as well. So, you know, it's a shame that somebody who doesn't have access to good healthcare cannot get tested. I have complete confidence that the testing is being done well. And I have absolutely no fear that my test was compromised in any way. no, I know that there's a lot of controversy going on around, and I believe that it's true. There's a lot of other fake testings, but my test was 100%.
So you would have had the coronavirus even if you hadn't tested for it, because I forget, somebody said not too long ago that if we didn't test, then we wouldn't have the coronavirus cases.
Oh, that's absolutely not true. That's bullshit, man. No, I had.
I can't think of his name. Let me see if it comes to me.
But we have more tests by far than any country in the world.
But sir, testing is up 37%.
Well, that's 30, good.
I understand. Cases are up 194%. It isn't just that testing has gone up. It's that the virus has spread. The positivity rate has increased.
That's insane. I know. We have some leadership that is not very reliable, sadly.
Oh my God. Whenever I hear stupid shit like that, it just makes me insane. That
it is.
Now, you would have had coronavirus even if you didn't test for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had it.
Sure. I want to make sure we're clear on that. You testing for it didn't create you having coronavirus.
No. We all had it in my house. Yes. We all had it in the house. The moment you wake up with the fever and your body aches and you have a headache. Oh, and by the way, we lost our sense of smell and taste before anybody knew that we had coronavirus, okay? Excuse me, what are the signs of coronavirus? Isn't all the signs telling you that all the symptoms that I just said is coronavirus? Yeah, we had all of this before I got tested. I got tested because I wanted to make sure that, you know, because that's how it is, right? People don't believe you. Did you get tested? Did you get tested? Everybody was asking me if I got tested. Once you get the test, the confirmation, yeah, damn it, I got coronavirus, but I knew I had coronavirus before I got the test.
I want to get that done. I mean, I feel good, but I just want to test just to, you know, to be confident, even though I'm walking around with a mask and work out with somebody with gloves, but just to make sure, you know, and I know that we're trying to have the test for people who, quote, need them, have symptoms, but for just the regular person that wants to take a test, you know, I want to be able to do that.
I think it would be great, honestly, because in my house, it's a perfect example. Okay, so I'm supposed to be the most healthiest person. That's what everybody tells me at home, but I'm the one who caught it the worst. My son, who is 17, only had like a 24-hour thing, and a few days later, he lost the sense of smell and taste, but he didn't have any major other issues. My boyfriend, pretty much the same as my son, and my mother, however, she was the least affected of all of us. And you know what? It's surprising because she's the most compromised in her health. It's unpredictable, David, and the best thing would be if everybody got tested. That way you know you had it or you've had it, and it's some kind of peace of mind once you understand where you stand.
I mean, if I test today and I'm negative, I could come across someone next week and be exposed to it. So
yeah.
It's not a one-shot deal.
Yeah, no. It's a continuous thing. If we want to keep the public safe and we want to make sure we go back to things somewhat normalcy, we need to have the availability of more testing. Yeah, it would be fantastic if we had that science already around, which exists, but obviously we're so behind. We're like a third world country. It's ridiculous.
Isabel Tomasino, one of the top yoga instructors in the world with us. And you, like a lot of folks in the fitness world, you had to be impacted big time with the shutdown and the stay at home and not being able to do stuff like we normally would, right?
It's been really excruciating. My last day of teaching a public class was March 15th. And the following day, the studio closed down, and then another one followed. And a week later, all of my private clients also canceled with me. At first, I wasn't really concerned. You know, people like me, we live pretty much planning ahead because we don't know exactly where the money is going to come. So I'm a big advanced planner of the future and making sure my business keeps growing. But yeah, I got hit really bad, David. I lost all of my clients and I was pretty much just holding on to my savings. Didn't think it was going to last 6 months. But we just have to be creative and just keep moving, man. It's, you know what? I came to this country with nothing. I can start all over again. No big deal. And I'm very creative.
Have you been able to do stuff with Zoom?
I actually decided to take a break. You know, once all of this hit me, I was like, you know what, Izzy, perhaps this is good for you to take a little break. Sometimes body, mind, spirit also needs a break. And I wanted to not go straight into Zoom and take over a lot of business that many other yoga teachers were struggling. And many of my friends, I actually helped them promote their business on Zoom because, you know, I'm a kind of person who likes to be sharing. I don't want to be the one always taking advantage of a situation. And Zoom was great for many of my fellow teachers. And I'm all about supporting others as well. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. Financially, I'm stable. I can do this. Give others a chance.
Did you find, in fact, I already think I know the answer to this, you know, this downtime we've had to maybe kind of grow and, you know, maybe tap into some of the areas, especially being a book author.
Oh, David, you just opened a little hidden secret that I had, because this is the things that happens with prayer and meditation. The faculties of the mind and your creativity opens up to a different levels. And I had been, I'm very creative. I've been writing for years. And this idea came to me out of nowhere. So yeah, I'm actually, okay, I'm going to say it. I wrote a book. It's a children's book. And it's, I'm very, very excited. I will be, I don't have the exact time frame when it's going to be launching, because I'm working with the art part in the book, meaning the cartoons. And that's actually more work, believe me, because we're creating the character and it has to be original. And the people I'm working with is the same people I work with since I started my company. And this is going to launch eventually, David. I'm very, very excited. It's going to be for children. I want to teach children to be kind to animals. And it's a story about Charlie the Bandit. It's my dog. And he's amazing. He's a crazy dog. I rescued him from the streets. And it's a fun story.
I want to make sure that I didn't blow the cover, because I've seen you posting about Charlie on social media. I didn't break the story that there's a book written, right? I mean, that's already out there.
I haven't really said it publicly about the book yet. But that's okay, David. I'm really excited. Actually, the girls who I work with to create his character, they've been encouraging me to, you know, let everybody know, because Charlie is very popular. You know, he has his own Instagram account. And
I know.
He's famous on his own. So yeah, Charlie the Bandit is going to be, he's going to be big. I can see it. He's quite a character, and the children are going to love him.
What made you think of that? You know, that I want to write a book about a dog and his adventures.
Well, I'll tell you, the truth is that because English is my third language, I have this other book that I started writing, but it's very, very hard for me to bring my thoughts and ideas and plot on paper. And I figured, why am I making it so complicated for myself? Keep it simple. Simplicity is the easiest way for me. Keep it simple. And then the idea came about my dog. I'm like, wouldn't it be beautiful for children to be more aware of taking care of animals and nature? And the way the world is changing, we have to start with the children. You know, the children have to be the ones who have to understand more about the importance of taking care of each other. And what better way than the story of a dog who was rescued from the street? And he's going to tell you the story from his perspective of what it feels like to be living on the street and being rescued, and what it feels to be loved and be taken care of.
With the dogs, I always feel like they often rescue us.
Yes, you are so right, David. Dogs are always, that happened to us, actually. Charlie came to me at the time that I was going through the worst in my life. And I'm not going to give you the whole story, because it's Charlie who's going to share the story. And yes, he definitely rescued us. My whole family, he rescued my family.
They're there. They're unconditional. They love you no matter what job you have, how you look, if you've gained weight.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. You know, they're there. They just need a little food and a little love, and they're good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And they're so intuitive, too. They have a big spirit. That's the part that I think it's important for humanity to understand, that animals have spirits, too. Animals feel. Animals understand us more than we even realize.
Did you have dogs when you were little or younger or before Charlie?
Yeah, but I've had dogs all my life, but I love animals, period. You know, it's not just the connection with the dog, but I feel dogs are just, they're just so loyal. There's something about dogs that makes us so warm and happy.
That's the one thing that people that don't have pets don't understand. Like if you have a dog for 10 or 11 years and you lose them, It's losing a family member, and there might be some aunt, I'll just make up her name, Aunt Stephanie in Kansas, who I haven't seen forever, and she passes away. I'm more devastated about the dog. I mean, I see the dog every day, and maybe Aunt Stephanie makes a great peach cobbler, but you know, this dog is a family member, and it is absolutely devastating when that happens.
Oh, yeah. I've lost quite a few dogs, obviously, because I've had dogs all my life. And it's so devastating. It really is. And they have such a short life, but they bring us so much love and unconditionally, never ending. They forget immediately if you yelled at them.
I remember a friend telling me this great story, because obviously they don't live, you know, a fraction of the time we do. And it's a way that it's God's way of letting you have more dogs in your life.
I thought, wow,
that's beautiful.
That's such a sweet way to put it. Yes. What a beautiful way. Absolutely. But you know what makes me happy also? Because I believe in this 100% that even when they die, their spirits, because they have spirits, they continue on. And when we die, I hope that I get to meet all of my dogs all over again.
Oh, what a blessing that would be.
Yeah.
Hey, the first thing I was thinking about when we were starting to connect with this podcast and talk about it was, I didn't necessarily go coronavirus or the book author thing, but you're involved in this contest where the audience can vote, everybody in the world can vote. How did this happen? And first of all, tell us what it is.
Okay, so I'm competing to win the front cover of Miss Health and Fitness. And also, I would be winning $20,000. I get the title of Miss Health and Fitness for 1 year, and it would be fantastic to win it, obviously, because that's what I do. That's my life. It's all about health and fitness. How this came to me, it's a really, really weird way, because I was not looking for competing or looking for to be on the front cover of a magazine or anything like that. It kind of like fell into my lap. I was browsing through my social media one day, and then just came there. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know this existed. I was like, you know what? I can totally do this. This is what I live for. My life is about promoting health. So yeah, I went ahead and filled up all the forms, and now I'm competing. And by the way, David, yesterday was the deadline to make it to the top 20, and I made it.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Yes. I'm so excited. I made it to in my division. I'm actually on number 6 right now. I'm ranking number 6. So I need those votes. If you lovely listeners are out there, just go onto my Instagram, The Hun Life, and vote for me. It's on my bio. I need those votes so I can win this prize.
Hun Life, it's HUNLIFE. By the way.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Or just search Isabel Tomasino. Obviously, it's all, I'm all over the Google. So
there's not going to be, Izzy, there's not going to be just one winner. You said your age group or your category. So are there multiple winners?
Oh, it's going to be just one winner. But ultimately, I feel like I'm already a winner, because I already made it past the top 20. I was supposed to make it to the top 20 to continue in the contest. And I'm already in, you know, advanced. So there's thousands and thousands of women competing worldwide. And in my division, there's not a specific age group or anything. I don't know. I really don't know exactly how they put you in a category. But whatever group I'm in, I'm ranking 6. So that's good.
So is there a deadline coming up for the next, you know, cut?
Yeah. Yeah, for the next 10 days, I need to get those votes in to make it in the top 15 and then top 10. And the final voting, I believe it's in October when I will know who makes the front cover, who makes the big win.
Is it one vote per email address per day, or how does that work?
Oh, people can vote every day. They can vote as much as they want, but it's one vote a day, one free vote. If they go to the website or to my profile, there is a link that takes them directly to my profile, and they can vote for me. There's one free vote, and there's also votes that you can actually purchase. The benefit for the purchase votes goes for warriors. They call it warrior vote. People who come back from different areas of their lives, and they're getting supported through these votes, you know, to living a better life.
I was thinking that like some of these American Idol contests or The Voice, you can vote from like multiple devices or multiple email accounts. So is it just one vote per person?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's one vote per person. It doesn't look like it's multiple accounts or anything like that. And you know what? I'm just going to go with the flow of things. I believe that it's what's meant to be is going to be. I trust my followers and your listeners. They're going to give me the support. And just do what you can and vote for me. If you look at my pictures and you've listened to me talk and you like me, you believe that I'm going to be continuously promoting the health and fitness, and I want to do it the right way. I don't want to just be the girl who promotes beating your body down, you know, fitness. No, there's a lot more to living a healthy life. I believe we have to expand our mind. We have to expand our belief system, our spiritual health, mental health, physical health. It's all a composition to be in the right place and continue in this world and, you know, beating this ugly virus that's coming our way.
Well, there's so many people that just say, hey, if I could lose 15 pounds or 20, I'd be happy. But, you know, you and I both know there's way more to, you know, having a complete healthy body inside and out than just dropping some weight or getting abs.
Yeah, that's the part that I think it's changing. I'm looking at the people who I'm friends with. We come to the conclusion that over time you start realizing that those kind of quick programs, they really don't work, you know. This old way of trying to lose this crazy 20 pounds at once within 4 weeks or something, the issues are always much, much deeper. And weight is not something that people should be focusing so much as taking care of themselves. Like, what are you eating? What are you doing for your spiritual health, for your mental health? All of those things will affect how your body will react. Also, a lot of the times people have such toxic waste in their bodies that no matter what they do, they can't lose the weight because the body is so toxic, David. They have to change their eating habits. Eating healthy is not enough. You have to really make a major transition. We think, oh, I'm eating healthy, but yeah, you're chugging down those monster drinks, you know, and you just drank a bunch of chemicals. So I believe it's a transition of understanding what living healthy means. It's eating more nutritional, natural foods, eliminating as much of the artificial foods from your home. That's toxic. So changing the toxicity in your body will transform you more than just beating yourself up in the gym.
Lifestyle.
Yes. Absolutely. It's a lifestyle. It's continuous. But, you know, somebody who has to lose a large amount of weight, they can't just switch to a different lifestyle overnight, right? It's a transition. It's a slow process, but it's a continuous process. And really, the best way to do it is getting a coach, getting a mentor, working with somebody who can help you.
Well, what about the part when you're dealing with folks, men and women, when you get to be over 40 or 50, there's a hormonal component too. I mean, it's going to be hard for someone that's got a weight issue, but also if you've got a high level of cortisol or you're going through changes in your life, it's going to make it that much more challenging to do.
Yep. Absolutely. I'm in that group, David. I'm 48, and I'm in that category wow. where my hormones are all over the place. I'm telling you, this is crazy. And absolutely true, especially for women. I know men go through the hormonal changes as well, but women, it's much more hard to deal with because our estrogen levels change, our progesterone levels. So there's a huge transition that we go through. And yes, body weight is very fluctuating with the hormone levels. And for me, I'll just be very honest. I'm on hormone therapy because I have to. I could not handle those nasty sweat, what they call it, night sweats. I was already starting having
hot
those
flashes.
Hot flashes, that's what it's called. And it started hitting me. It was like, what the hell is going on with me? This is, what is this? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, so, I'm too young for this.
Isabel, so is there like mood swings and whole attitude and everything that goes along with it? Like, hey, I don't even recognize myself anymore?
It happens. It wasn't as hard for me. I think for me it was more like I started noticing the heat thing was happening. And I couldn't sleep. My sleep, oh my gosh, that was horrendous, David. I don't wish this on anybody. And when you don't sleep, now your hormones go through the roof again because you start producing cortisol. Your body starts acting differently because when you wake up, the adrenaline starts kicking in. It's horrible what happens. And I was going through some real rough time. And if you don't sleep, you can regenerate, you can heal, and that's part of the reasons why weight gain happens. I did not have any issues with weight gain because obviously I have a lifestyle that I've conditioned myself to live for a long time. But what I could no longer hold on to it was the mood swings, the hot flashes, and the lack of sleep. So yeah, I got myself on hormone therapy to get over this.
Does that mean it's over, or you're going to have to be battling this for a while through a certain number of years?
Oh, it's not over. I'm going to have to battle this for many, many years. I really don't know what happens later down because I don't like to go ahead of my time too much. You know, I'm dealing with this now, and this is the yogi mentality. You deal with things now, you know, you focus on now. And don't put too much pressure on yourself on the future. And the past is already done. So it's done and over with. So let's stay optimistic on what's happening now.
So if we were going to meet for coffee and I knew you were going to cop an attitude, maybe we need to reschedule.
I will warn you ahead of time. I'll be like, David, I didn't take my hormones. Watch out.
Yeah, no, I would just reschedule. I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Hey, tell me about last year. I know you did a retreat. You know, we're all into this health vibe, you and I, right now. But just a way to get away and center yourself and do your yoga thing that you do and do it in another country.
Oh, my goodness. David, first of all, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from my heart. Because that last podcast we did, you know, you allowed me to pretty much promote my retreat, my yoga business. And it was tremendously helpful. I had such a successful retreat in El Salvador. My first international surf and yoga retreat was a hit. And I had big plans for 2020, but now we're going to wait for what happens 2021. It was great, David. I want you to come on my next one too, of course. I know you're a very busy man, but we'll see where it takes me. The retreat was a hit and I want to repeat it. I want to bring people on board who like to enjoy yoga and fun in the sun. I wanted to make sure that people have a fantastic time, fun, enjoy, and I did it. I got just the right people to come on board. And I can't wait for the next one.
And so obviously we have no idea when that's going to happen based on the world situation. But is it always going to be in that country or are you going to go different places?
I haven't decided yet. I for sure will, I'm going to focus on my book first. And right now, of course, all my energy is going into making sure I win that contest and my book come out at the right time and promote my book. And depending on how the world is going and changing, then of course, and I start planning for my next retreat. But for now, I want to take things a little slow. Everything is so unpredictable. And, you know, the world is not going to end. We're still going to have beautiful locations to go and beautiful people who want to still continue enjoying life. And things are going to be working out just fine. I'm a crazy optimist, David.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. That's we have to. We can't just dig a hole and be like depressed just because the whole world is shutting down. You have to still find a way, be creative, use this time for good things happening in your life. You know, there's a lot of good things, a lot of bad things happening, but there's a lot of wonderful things happening too.
But you know that's not easy to do, right? I mean, you get the reality of folks being cooped up, or maybe someone that, you know, you kind of like, and it gets to be rough and you can't work, you can't go out. So it's certainly a challenge, but if you can tap into something new and creative and grow from it, you know, that's the best thing. But I certainly concede for a lot of folks that's just not easy to flip a switch like that.
Yeah, what I will recommend to people is that what has really helped me a lot is I was never an outdoorsy girl. I've never been a girl who goes out into nature unless there is a nice luxury hotel somewhere, okay? And I became this person who loves being outside. I'm hiking, looking for new places to hike, enjoying being outdoor. And I think people can do that. Even when you're depressed, if you put your shoes on and be like, you know what? I'm going to remember what Isabel said and David's podcast. I'm just going to go for a walk around the park. If you do that, you motivate yourself to do that. There is some energy that starts flowing inside of you. And you really consciously tell yourself, this felt good. I want to do this again. And then the next time you go, maybe I go a little bit different. I want to try to explore that hill over there. Go walk on that hill. You know, it's a little steps. It's not big steps, little things. And that was helped me. You know, I could have been depressed too. I lost all my business. I lost so much potential retreat. But I got up and I was like, I have to go. I have to do something. I can't just be in the house. I'm going to go for a walk. And that's all it took. And then immediately things started changing. And my meditation, I took it outside. You know, little things, David. People can do this.
I know a lot of people that have found that being able to work out at home or work out outside that, you know, they don't want to go back to the gym. You know, that they've learned like, man, this is pretty cool to do an outdoor boot camp or or work out from home and not drive to the gym. Obviously, you miss the interaction, the social component of it, but you can certainly do it and keep yourself fit and happy without the stress of going somewhere.
You know, I agree with you. I find it so liberating myself from being the gym rat that I have been and the girl who needed the yoga room, the heat in the yoga room in order to produce endorphins or whatever it is that I needed to do with my body. And I've learned so much from this lockdown that I feel free. I feel so free. Like I can go outside and do all those things you just mentioned, you know, and it's a beautiful thing when you start realizing, you know what, I have so much freedom, but it takes consciousness, right? It takes awareness. And I know you understand it because I see you're very busy doing your workouts outdoors. I see it on your social media.
Oh, bless your heart. It's, actually, I feel like when I start to get my head spinning or I'm a little bit stressed out, it's like, okay, I've got to put the microphone down or get away from the keyboard and go do it, you know, to take care of myself.
Yeah, you know, I actually have this this indoor exercise bicycles. I was trying to get rid of it before the lockdown. We were trying to give it away. Nobody wanted it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing has been here forever. It turned out to be one of the best things to have during this lockdown. it became really fun. Yeah, we hooked up the indoor bicycle, and then I set up the TV and sort of have some entertaining on it. So on days that I didn't feel like going for a walk or being outdoors with my meditation and my fitness, I be in the house and be on the bicycle, and it's been a lot of fun.
We're having a great talk about health stuff. So that contest that you're up for, is it based purely on pictures and some bio? Like if nobody knew any of the candidates, why would they pick one over the other? What are they looking at?
Yeah, there is bio, there's information about me in there. And basically that you can see in the pictures, you know, it's a contest of them liking you, of course, and popularity. And if you have credentials, then great. But you know, you see the pretty pictures, and you're also going to see a little bit about me. There's not a lot of space to write. You have to catch the audience with as little as possible information. And they're like three little paragraphs that I have added for the viewer or the, you know, to choose me. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And we are promoting health and fitness.
Yeah, well, your pictures are stunning. So to me, that's a winner.
Well, those pictures, you know, they were, I'm very blessed. I have a great photographer and gladly to have those pictures. But as you know, you've seen me, those pictures are not altered. That's really how I look year round. I maintain my body the same way because I live a lifestyle. You know, it's not just for pictures. So
now in the little bio, the description that you wrote, you had nothing about a hormone imbalance.
No, I didn't write anything. I don't think there's enough space to let them know that I'm going through the hot flashes.
There's some things that we have to leave on the editing floor. That's all. We got to cut some things out.
But you know, most women in my age group can relate to this. Trust me. Trust me, David. Any woman who is like almost 50 will relate that there is hormonal imbalances happening.
I think there's some things that we just need to edit out for space. And I think that's something we need to cut out. We don't need to include that in there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So besides your Instagram, is there just some health website where people would see those candidates, where you can give me a www.blahblah and find it?
Well, there is there's a www.misshealthandfitness.com/2020/Isabel-Tomasino. Take the person directly to my profile. But okay. They can also just go to www.misshealthandfitness.com, and that will take them to their main website, and they can browse through all the beautiful women out there. I mean, it's a tough competition. I'm not going to lie to you, David. There's amazing women. There's some women who do, those fitness competitions. They have those amazing muscles on their body, and they look fantastic, but is that attainable for the regular person? I don't believe so. They train like animals, and they have to eat really restrictive diets to be in that shape and form. And it's only for a temporary base. Very few competitors in that level maintain that body year round. And I know that's not the regular person. And I'm a regular person. I'm the person next door who lives the lifestyle. I'm not here to tell you how to build a muscular body or this body that's going to be hard on steel. No, I'm just the woman who is almost 50, who's learned to live healthy, balanced, and I incorporate mental health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health in my whole composition of helping people. You know, it's not about having this hard-looking body. It's about living a healthy, beautiful body. That's all.
Can we have cheat days with pizza or chocolate?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? You had me last time. You caught me eating Cheetos, man.
Well, because we have to have some balance, right? I mean, we can't be robots, right?
No.
I mean, how do you balance that? Like, I love pizza. So how can I, get this great body, work out, but balance that into and do it in a way that's moderate.
I believe that if you don't deprive yourself, your body does not, it's more of a mental thing, you know, like if you don't deprive yourself completely of those good things, then you're not going to crave them as badly. And then if you're able to eat, there's people who love to have one cheat meal a week or one cheat a day where the whole day they eat whatever they like. And I think that's absolutely okay. I mean, if you can maintain 90% of your diet eating healthy, clean, well-balanced, and you give yourself the indulgence once a week, it's fantastic. I personally give myself a little indulgence every single day. Okay, for me, it's an everyday thing, and it's minor. I mean, I don't need to have a big chocolate pudding. I may be okay with 3 spoons, and I'm happy. Because I'm not depriving myself.
I just remembered when I met you one time for coffee, you took home a dessert. It was like a piece of pie. And that was for the week.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I'll have like 3 bites a day for a week.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Look at the size of the pie. Okay. It's insane. The sizes that they feed you in this country, they're humongous. So one piece of pie that can possibly feed 2 people if you wanted to eat it in one session. I can stretch it out for 1 week because all I need is 2 spoons and I'm happy.
What is your guilty pleasure junk food?
Oh man, French fries. French fries, right away, I'm telling you, French fries. I love French fries, David. I love them.
Now, do you have to have any discipline for those, or can you just like pile a whole bag of In-N-Out fries at one time?
With French fries, I think that's my weak point. If my son comes home with McDonald's French fries and I already ate and I already had my little treat, it's like, oh man, I have to dig in. I'm like, Marco, why are you doing this to me? Come on.
Bad boy.
Yes, bad boy. So I may have like a few of those French fries.
Good for you. The thing I love, and I try not to do it so much, and I never go there, but Jack in the Box has this Oreo cookie shake.
Oh, God, yes.
It's insane.
Yes.
The cream and the cherry on it. Oh, my God. I never go there for anything else, but I go through the drive-thru for that, and that is an absolute guilty pleasure.
Okay, David, you just touched a subject that I forgot to mention. I love Oreo cookie McFlurries from McDonald's. Oh my gosh, those are insane. So this is what I will tell you. What I do with a McFlurry, okay? Because I will take it home. I will eat a little bit from the top, and then I cover it up and put it in the freezer. Now that McFlurry is going to stay there and it's going to last me. Okay. It's going to have to be on a day that I haven't had anything bad of food. Then I eat the whole thing in one setting, but it's very rare that I do it.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
Order a dessert that's meant to be eaten one time and actually eat it at one time. No.
I know. Can you believe it? Oh, you know what else is an indulgence? Is Cinnabons.
Oh, my God. Now, where do you get them besides airports?
God. My goodness. Those Cinnabons are like insane, right?
But where do you buy them besides an airport?
Oh.
Because that's the only place I ever get them. Or the mall, right?
Malls. Malls have them. Yeah. And those are very, very hard to resist. Very hard to resist.
So when you go crazy like that and fall off the rails, you're just going to make sure that you get a good workout in and eat right the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I, you know, like we were just joking about eating.
I was not joking.
No, I, you know, like one of those, like a Cinnabon, for example, I will tell you when the last time I had a Cinnabon, it was July 9th, which was my son's birthday. And he really wanted a Cinnabon cake. And so I went to the mall and got him the Cinnabons. And I had a Cinnabon on that day. It was my son's birthday. I ate the whole thing, and it was a treat. I don't necessarily give myself those treats regularly or a lot. I am very much the disciplined person who treats myself every day a little bit, and occasionally, you know, every other week, I have one of those big, big, big desserts.
I just thought of another one. How about this? Trader Joe's with the chocolate chip cookie that you bake in the oven. So this big flat cookie with ice cream on the top of it.
You know, I'm not a big fan of those chocolate chip cookies, but Trader Joe's has this chocolate, it's like a fudge thing. It has, you put them in the oven and it's, oh my God, David, it's delicious. Now that's my thing. Yeah. But you know what else Trader Joe's has?
What?
I'm going to give you a little secret of mine. Okay. So Trader Joe's has this amazing kombucha. It's the strawberry lemon kombucha. It's delicious. I make myself a vodka cocktail with kombucha. It's amazing.
How often would you have that?
Like 3 times a week.
Okay.
Just one cocktail. It's fun. It's nice. You know, light. It's just, the vodka is just there just to spike it and make me feel fancy. But the kombucha, so delicious. Yeah. You can just have the kombucha too. You feel fancy drinking that.
I think during the last 10 minutes, I think maybe we portrayed ourselves as more like regular folks. So you're not just some fitness machine and, oh, I'm so spiritual and I stretch and I've got abs. I mean, we can talk about eating some pure crap.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's do it. I love that.
We have been. We've done that for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, that was not it? Oh, man. I thought we were going to go deeper, man.
You have more?
Should I share it with you what I do when people ask too many questions?
What's that? Have you done that?
I tell them what I do for a living. That I'm a pole dancer. I'm a stripper.
You've done that?
I'm kidding. I got you.
No. I didn't think you actually did that, but that's what you've actually told people.
Yeah. I've done that just for fun, you know, because nothing wrong with that work, ladies. I want to make sure that I'm not discriminating or making fun of you, any of that. Okay. I think that whatever you have to do to make a living, you do what it makes you happy. I'm all cool with that. But, you know, there is this stamina, right? People think, oh, that's something disrespectful or whatever. You know, I'm like, I don't care. If you're happy and you're earning a living, go for it. So people don't expect me to respond that way. So I like to shock people sometimes.
Super athletic. You got to see Hustlers, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I know.
She trained for months to work the pole, and she could work it.
Oh, that girl, that Jennifer, man. Seriously, my inspiration, Jennifer Lopez. Look at her, 51 years young. Yeah. She's amazing. But you know one thing, though? They never mention about the hormones.
No, that's something only we can talk. Now, what, if you asked her about hormones, she'd admit it, right?
She probably would. I think she would. She's pretty honest. I mean, she looks beautiful. All those, if you look at all those women right now, I mean, 45 plus women, nothing what it used to be 20, 30 years ago. We're a different generation, David. We're completely different. And we have to continue this way. We want to keep this this world being aware of their own health, that they have control, right? They need to take charge. That's my main goal, David. I really want to promote people to understand that you are in charge of your health. Take responsibility. Do it. Don't expect the government to take care of you on your physical and mental health. You have to take charge of it.
That's the one thing I really like to preach to people. Try not to preach because that didn't sound like a great word, but that I can't control the economy or how my significant other treats me, right? Or this, but your health is like the one thing that you absolutely can take control of on your own with the decisions you make, with the exception of having some, debilitating disease, a cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that's something that you absolutely have power over, unlike most things in the world.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's 100% true. Now, I'm going to tell you something that has been lingering in my mind for a while now, is that we will see a major shift in the world. We will see the shift where the next elite is not going to be about how much money you have, how big your car, your house is, how an amazing car or your bank account. The next elite is going to be about the people who are standing out because they're taking care of themselves. They're taking charge. They're being responsible for their own health. And that's going to be a lead that it's not going to be easy to get into, because as we know, obesity rates in this country are humongous, right? And it's sad. It's sad, but it's going to happen, David. And this is what I want to change. I want people to be part of this elite group, you know, come on board. You can do this. Let's change this together, you know, and unfortunately, it's society has made it so difficult for certain communities, because they may not have a Trader Joe's, they may not have a Whole Foods, they may not have a beautiful market that gives them natural foods. And they may have only fast foods restaurants at every corner. And that goes against their environment. You know, it's an environmental thing too. It's a society thing that we have to change. And we need to help those communities too, that they have high obesity rates. And it's not necessarily all their fault. I mean, there is a lot having to do with they don't having access to good, wonderful markets that they can buy good food.
That's the thing with our country, is folks that are financially challenged, those are the ones that are overweight,
yeah,
and poor health. Unlike other places in the world where folks that don't have the resources are looking for food.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's even though there is the stamina, oh, there's this is like just excuses, because we have the internet, you have all access to all information and everything. Yes, but if you grow up with your parents being obese, your grandparents being obese, you live, your neighbors around you are not healthy. Every corner that you look at, there is only fast food. It's hard. I think it's very hard for people, you know. And all we can do is just keep promoting and just try our best to help society to change.
And that's where you have to, just like anything else, where there's alcoholism in someone's family, mm-hmm. or abuse, whatever. Hey, are you going to be the one to break the cycle?
Exactly. So breaking that cycle, it's just so hard, right? But we can just, all we can do, David, is just keep promoting healthy habits and hope that there's going to be one person in that family who is going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm not going back to that place anymore. I'm going to be the one making the change for my family. And if I do it, I know that my children will follow through, because that's the most important part. One person has to break the cycle.
I want to promote your website, thehunlife.com, right?
That's it, thehunlife.com. You got it.
And for those that want to follow, just kind of a different way of looking at health. And maybe, I guess, eventually when we have the retreats again, it'll be on the website.
Yep, everything is going to be on the website, but probably the best thing, anybody who is listening, I will appreciate if you follow me on my Instagram, and I also have a Facebook, and, you know, the website is there, thehunlife.com. You're welcome to go and visit it. There's some nice information. However, through my social media is how I usually promote most of my events, and my book, of course, when it comes out, I'm going to post it all over the place.
Well, give out those handles then for the Twitter and the Instagram, how to follow you.
Well, you can go on my Instagram. Is pretty much the same name. It's Isabel Tomasino, EZT, and the Hun Life, the_Hun Life. And in Facebook is simply Isabel Tomasino. And my website, I already mentioned it, is www.thehunlife.com.
You're pretty amazing. Business owner, book author, fitness pro, spiritual guru, magazine cover girl coming up soon. I had a great time talking to you. You're fun.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate you. Thank you, everybody listening to you. You're amazing, David. God bless you.
And remember, I'll bless your heart. And so remember, when we hook up in person, you got to warn me, this is a bad hormone day, and then I'll get out of it.
No worries. I will text you in advance.
All right, baby. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Isabel Tomasino. Thank you, our sponsor, the I'm Up Coffee Company. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. Positive comments and feedback really mean a lot. Certainly helps out, and I certainly do appreciate it. Our executive producer is Hunter Lewis. We thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next.